The warm air, the sounds of baseball, it's got you thinking about hitting the road. And no matter where your adventures take you, Subaru of Gwinnett has a vehicle to get you there safely and in style. Like the 2024 Subaru Outback, sporting standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and up to 32 miles per gallon. Or the 2024 Subaru Forester, the SUV with a spacious and comfortable interior for everyone you want to bring along. Start your shopping online at SubaruofGwinnett.com, then come see us for a test drive on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app. It's almost time for the first pitch, and we've got all the bases covered on 680 Game Day.
And the first pitch to him, swung on, drilled to deep center field, all the way to the warning track, to the wall. He leaps. He can't get it. It is a walk-off home run for Sean Murphy into the Braves bullpen.
We're walking you right up to today's broadcast, only on the home of the Braves, The Fan. Now live from the Battery Atlanta at Truist Park, it's 680 Game Day.
Oh! And just like that, we're back. Chuck and Chernoff with Chris D'Amino alongside.
Blah, 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 blah.
Hi, Chris.
Blah, 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 blah.
Wait, introduce yourself. We walk you right up to the Ford leadoff show, and then Braves and Marlins at 720 on The Fan on FM at 93.7, AM at 680, and of course, all over the globe on our 680 The Fan mobile app. Tonight, Max Fried gets the ball against Trevor Rogers. Max trying to put up a Bryce Elder-type performance. We'll let you know how the lineup looks coming up in a moment. Gentlemen, I have an early pop quiz if you're willing and able to take part.
Sure.
Now, I don't expect you to get the years right, so you can guess. It's fine. The Braves are off to a 15-6 start through 21 games. There have only been two Atlanta Braves teams to get off to better starts in 21 games in Atlanta Braves history. You want to take a stab?
82.
Look at the big brain, aren't you? Yes.
Yeah, it was 13-0.
They won 13 straight.
So they went 13-0, but then at that point they went 3-5, but they were still 16-5.
How's that, two of those?
After the 21-game mark. So that's one of them. The other one is just a random year that you can throw a dart.
98.
Close
enough.
Oh,
no, no.
1997, the Braves started 16-5. So it's the 82 Braves and the 97, the only teams who have started hotter than this version. Now, a year ago, the Braves were also 15-6, just like they were in 2013, in the year 2000, when they were also 15-6. How about that?
And two of the starting eight is out,
yeah,
and your number one starter. Bullpen has come around. Not even come around. It had a shaky first week and a half.
Yes, I've never concerned about the pen. There's too many good arms.
But I say all that to, yes, they have the best record in baseball. Good for you, Cleveland. The Braves are playing tremendous baseball when it comes to wins and losses. There's a lot they can be doing better.
They only have 27 homers.
I know you say only, but it's only 27.
They said on the broadcast last night they were only a home run off the pace from a year ago.
Doesn't feel like it, though.
I know.
Austin Riley is not
like
really.
No. I'm going to calm your nerves.
Yeah.
I was around the batting cage. I took care of a couple.
Would you put hands on him?
I took care of a couple.
Mr. Miyagi style? Okay. I like it. D'Amino says just a little, doesn't want to give up more, and that's.
They can be playing a lot better.
Took care of a couple.
Olsen's in a funk.
Yes.
Right? You put hands on him, too?
Okay.
All right. Said enough. Yep. Say no more. Exactly. All right. Before we get too far into this program, we have to take a look at the NL East. It's brought to you by Finley Roofing. You can take a look around Atlanta. You'll see over 66,000 roofs replaced with a lifetime warranty thanks to Finley Roofing. You can find out how you can get your roof taken care of at FinleyRoofing.com. That's FinleyRoofing.com. All right. Here's the way the NL East lines up tonight. The Red Hot Phillies won 7 in a row. They're on the road in Cincinnati, guaranteed L. Reds win tonight, mark it down. The Nats are kind of hanging in there at 10-11. They're home against the just above average Dodgers. That's a 6:45 first pitch. And the stinky Mets have lost two in a row. They're out west with the Giants for a 9:45 start out in the Bay. That's our look at the NL East. It's all brought to us by Finley Roofing.
Time for tonight's starting lineups, presented by Marco's Pizza. Love pepperoni? Order Marco's Pepperoni Magnifico, topped with classic and crispy cupped old world pepperoni. A large is now just $9.99. Participation may vary. See store for details.
I should let you guys know Ozzie Albies continues to progress very well. Snit even said in a quote, he could have played last night, he thought. He's eligible to come off the IL Friday. So we'll see if he's back at that point.
He did everything over there today.
I love it.
Not only infield, but he turned double plays. He did everything you would ask.
So his toe All good. Braves will line up this way with Ronald Acuña leading off in right field.
My man.
That's right. Orlando Arcia off another multi-hit game last night. He's batting second at short.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Domino promises big returns out of the number three hitter. Austin Riley is batting third and playing third.
Oh, yeah.
A double oh, yeah. Matt Olson, it felt like Domino also vouched that Matt gets it going tonight. He's hitting cleanup playing first.
Oh, boy, he sweats a lot.
Okay. Marcelo Zuna is batting fifth. He's DHing.
He's lucky he's not a horse.
He's a bear, which I do appreciate Truist Park now adding the growl when he does foul a ball off.
Is he starting it up or mixing it up?
No, that was way out. That was 2020, bro. Okay. Where you been? No, no, we moved on. Now we're
That he was going to move.
No, we're doing this number. Okay. We're together. You not see this?
Yeah, I don't know what it means.
It's together. We're together.
Is that what it means? Okay, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Was it mix it up or stir it up?
You stirred it up.
Okay, that's
we're mixing it up.
I don't know.
Or did you mix it up? Maybe you did mix. Now my memory could have been a mix. Yeah. Where was I? Oh, Travis d'Arnaud. Another home run tonight, guaranteed. He's batting sixth and catching.
What a hero.
He is. Doobie is batting seventh in left field. Adam Duvall.
Boogada, boogada.
Michael Harris II is in center field batting eighth.
Huzzah.
And Fletch. David Fletcher getting the start at second base batting ninth.
Which I never would have guessed.
Me either. Did not think in April I would be giving you lineups with Luis Guillorme and David Fletcher. That's a thing that there was a point this season where the 7-8-9 was like Chadwick Trump,
yep.
Luis Guillorme, and
Kelnick, probably.
Yeah, Jared Kelnick or something.
Just go back to that best record in baseball thing.
It's pretty good.
That's all.
Pretty good, Domino. All right. You heard Domino's voice right there. He's about to crank her up now because he's got work to do, including a pop quiz that he'll offer us and you.
Yes.
He'll give us diamond notes.
All right.
A well-star stat of the day.
No.
No, you have to do that. And he'll let you know what the weather and the temp situation is if you're headed to Truist Park. All of that coming up as we count it down to the Braves and the Marlins coming up on the Fan.
This is your exclusive home for Atlanta Braves baseball. And this is 680 Game Day.
All right, Chuck and Chernoff here. Chris Domino alongside you wherever you are getting ready for Braves and Marlins. If you're headed to Truist Park, though, Chris Domino, I see that the sun is shining.
Good weather.
It could be 82 degrees, or it could be 38 degrees. I just don't know. I need you to help me.
Here's what I would say, Matt. Courtesy of Central Heating and Air Conditioning, first pitch is going to be 70 degrees. That is sort of a sunnish-type temperature because I was just down on the field. Drops a little bit when you are in the shade. So get ready tonight. It will be in the low to mid-60s by the time this game is done.
Lovely.
Pop quiz, hot shot.
Domino's Pop Quiz. Presented by All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. Visit allfourseasonsgarages.com.
Domino, you're not a jacket guy, are you? You won't take a jacket with you as it gets chilly because we're in that area now where it's sunny and it's comfortable. Yeah. When the
Yeah, put sleeves on.
Okay.
Put sleeves on. Something nice, light and something
nice,
a
comfortable
bit on
jacket, though.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. All right. I'm not a coat guy. I'll wear a jacket type
thing. I've seen you in a coat.
Now I'm old. It used to be a coat guy.
And a blanket across his lap.
Yeah. Oh, listen, I used to think I was my father. I'm my Nana. I think it's really gotten to the point where I've gone directly to Nana. All right, listen. Don't say Lou Gehrig because that wouldn't be correct because the parameters are. In the day and age of, let's just say, I don't know, since you guys maybe have been alive or a little bit longer than that,
okay.
I'm looking for games as a first baseman. All-time games played as first baseman. The top 12 all-time. But I'm going to tell you, don't say a guy named Jake Beckley.
Oh, he played back in the, 1890s.
Yeah, don't say him. Oh. Jake Beckley.
Okay.
Don't say him. Don't say Lou Gehrig even.
So we want more modern era s.
Yeah, okay. Definitely.
Top 12 games played.
Played at first base.
First base. All right. Yeah. See, Chuck, you're good?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Any questions?
No. I got to be honest. You can't get any more straightforward than that.
I think so, too, but I'm looking at his face. He looks.
Nah, I'm not.
All right. Okay. Very good.
Keep it to myself.
Do you remember to put pants on today? Because if you're not understanding this.
Getting dressed is not easy. I mean, it's a big challenge. Are you good?
Yeah, I have pants on.
He's got pants on. Chuck checked. He's got pants. We've got a pop quiz question. Domino's got diamond notes, a well-star stat of the day. We're counting it down. Braves and Marlins are coming up on the Fan.
We're getting you ready for Braves baseball. This is 680 Game Day on the home of the Braves, the Fan.
All righty, then. We're counting it down to the Braves and the Marlins. Game two of their three-game series comes your way tonight after the Ford leadoff show with Domino and McAlpin at 720. Max Freedy gets the ball tonight for the Braves. Trevor Rogers for the Fish. Again, you'll get it on the Fan and the Fan mobile app. Chuck and Chernoff here. Chris Domino there. Chris, if you would, for those just joining us, they just found us, they hopped in the car, they're wondering what's going on, if you would reset the pop quiz question.
Yeah, top 12 games played as first baseman. Let's just call it the more modern-ish era. As I mentioned, don't say Lou Gehrig, don't say Jake
Bentley. Won't do it.
Don't do any of those things. Go a little bit more modern.
All right, we'll try to come up with those answers. Domino's going to give you diamond notes. Inside those diamond notes, he's going to give you a Wellstar Well Stat of the day. Reminder, Wellstar is one of the largest and most integrated healthcare systems in Georgia. Together, we can create a personalized game plan to help keep you healthy. Visit Wellstar.org today. Wellstar, more than healthcare, people care.
It's time for Domino's Diamond Notes, presented by Salomon Brothers. Be a Brave for a day on Diamond Day, presented by Salomon Brothers and the Atlanta Braves. Visit 680thefan.com/Diamond Days to register.
I will give you the Wellstar stat of the day right out of the gate. Let's be honest. What do the Cleveland Guardians hold right now?
Half game.
16-6.
Yeah, best winning percentage in baseball.
They lost their best pitcher, too.
You want to know what they also have done 22 games into the season? They have thrown the fewest quality starts, if that's still a thing. They have three quality starts and a 16-6 start. That's the fewest in all of Major League Baseball. So that's your Wellstar stat of the day.
Have you watched, Tristan McKenzie pitch?
No. Fun kid to watch. I watch the highlights. When I get in the morning, I do watch that 60-second, and then they have like a four-minute last night.
He's a fun kid to watch pitch.
Yeah, I just watched that. Speaking of bad teams, Chicago White Sox. They got shut out for the eighth time. Do you want to know what their run scored? Run scored.
Okay.
45 runs.
How many games?
They're 3-16, I think.
So they're 3-19. That's
3-19,
games.
I'm sorry.
So not just bad, but they're incredibly boring.
Yeah, yeah. Eight shutouts. That's 22 games, 45 runs. But here's the craziest part. Their run differential is already minus 78.
So do
they
stink?
Yes, they've scored the fewest runs. And, oh, by the way, the only team that's given up more, which is really amazing, two teams. It's the Houston Astros and the Marlins are the only two teams that have given up more runs. So they're not scoring. They're giving up a bunch. It's a minus 78.
I want to talk to someone who either from Chicago or moved, I don't know, some sort of scenario like, does anybody become a White Sox fan if you have a choice?
They should have petitioned. They should have went to Vegas or Salt Lake City.
It's times 10 in that city. It's Cubs fans.
And again, I'll say it. They're asking for $2 billion to build a new stadium. Bad timing. All right. Things you might not have known. This Tyler Glasnow, we mentioned him yesterday. Here's a fun fact. He grew 11 inches between his freshman year and senior year of high school. But here's the one. He won the silver medal at the 2003 Junior Olympics as a high jumper.
That's interesting.
Like, that's a national thing.
Serious?
He was the Junior Olympics high jump champ in 2003. And he's grown up to be a very tall, very good pitcher in Major League
Baseball. The hair's a little much.
Oh, you think so?
A little much. Kids with their hair today.
A little geloso? A little geloso?
Geloso. It's too much.
All right, the Phillies have not had a winning streak like this in quite a while in the month of April. I'll give you that in a second. But they had five starts during this winning streak. 41 strikeouts, 0.25 ERA. No team in recorded history had a five-game span where their starters have struck out so many and had such a low ERA in all of baseball history. They had a five-game stretch that was better strikeout, runs given up, anybody ever, any staff you can think of. That's crazy talk.
They're throwing it. Yep.
All right.
You know who's a pain is that Ranger Suarez? Enough of him.
Yeah, sure is.
Seen him enough. I mean, I got to deal with Wheeler and Nola, whatever, Ranger Suarez.
Hey, welcome to first base, the Baltimore Orioles. They've won 10 of their last 13 games, and they are now first in the American League East.
I thought the Yankees were going to run away with it. New York media told me they're.
That is not correct. No. Do you want the historical? This is a really big historical day. 85 years ago today, Ted Williams hits his first home run. 70 years ago today, Hank Aaron hits his first home run. 25 years ago today, Fernando Tatis hits two grand slams in an inning.
Same inning.
Jesse Orozco is celebrating his 67th birthday. What record does he hold?
Well, he's going to be in the bullpen tonight for the Cardinals.
What distinction? Most games pitched in.
Sure. Appearances, yeah.
1,252 games.
Between him and Oliver Perez, you go out and get one lefty out before they put the new rule in, you got a job.
Original, it was a loogie. Left-handed, one-out guy.
Born on this date, 1921, the great Warren Spahn, who, of course, paces lefties, 363 victories. And today in 1972, managed by Ted Williams, the Texas Rangers move into their ballpark, which was the original...
In Arlington.
Arlington Stadium.
Love that place.
Awful place to watch a baseball game.
Hey, how many quality starts do you think the Braves actually have?
Four.
So we know they are 21 games there.
They have five.
No.
Seven.
They have seven.
Seven last night because Bryce Elder did it.
Had one sale recently and Morton, right? And they all three have them
Bryce
recently?
Bryce Elder has as many as Max Fried.
That's right. Well, till tonight.
Okay. We'll see. Philadelphia, by the way, has got 15, which paces all of baseball.
Philadelphia.
How about go win a
playoff game against the Knicks?
First inning runs scored. How many runs do you think the Braves have scored in 21 games? First inning runs.
28.
Acuna hadn't been. 23.
11.
That's it?
Yeah, that was close.
How are we doing this?
27 in Arizona.
We need to tell Marte.
Can I tell you the most interesting part? You like Baltimore as a team? What did I just tell you they are?
Fine. First place.
Yeah, what are the Braves?
First place.
Okay. The White Sox and Baltimore have scored the same amount of runs in the first inning. Hmm. Baltimore scores runs. The Braves score runs. Chicago doesn't score any more runs.
Now, do the Braves.
11 of their 45 are in the first inning.
Do the Braves in the seventh and eighth because they put up a bunch of runs in those innings.
Arizona, by the way, still leads the world with 27 runs scored in the first
inning. That's Marte.
I think they scored 6 off Fried in one of those games, maybe.
I think they did.
Right.
All right, let's play the game.
I don't have many answers here. Let me just knock some out.
I thought I was in a good mood. I'm going to let you guys.
Here's the low hanging.
Have fun.
Eddie Murray.
2,413.
Is he one?
He is.
Okay. Fred McGriff.
2,239.
Pujols.
Yes.
Now these
2026. Remember, he was not a first baseman.
Tony Perez.
Baseman. Well, not done. I'm going to throw
some guesses out here.
Steve Garvey.
What about Frank Thomas?
No,
Frank Thomas too much DH.
What? Yes or no?
Steve Garvey.
Oh. Steve Garvey. Yes.
I guess I'm done, Domino.
Willie McCovey.
I guess.
You can jump in.
No, you're doing great.
Make him take him.
Willie Stargell.
No.
All right. Again, total guesses. Rafael Palmeiro. Thank you.
2,139.
Jim Tomei.
No.
Todd Helton.
Jeff Bagwell.
I kind of thought. Make him take him.
Look at me.
No.
Leon the Bull Durham.
No.
Rod Carew.
No.
Second base.
Bill Buckner.
I know he was second base. He got moved to first.
You just talked down to him. He got moved to first. Oh, my goodness.
Justin Morneau.
No.
Jack Clark.
No.
Did I say Keith Hernandez?
Mark Grace.
You said a bunch of other guys before.
Are you serious? Grace on there?
Yeah.
2,162.
Gosh. I told you. I gave you guys a layup.
I mean, I'm pretty impressed with myself. Right now.
Yeah, I gave you a layup.
Pretty impressed.
A layup.
I just knocked out about 3/4 of the list.
You know what? It wouldn't have been a layup if I would have said, oh, let's include, I don't know, Cap Anson.
Who?
Charlie Grimm.
I love him.
Yeah, no, you don't.
Who is he?
Oh, he played a long time ago.
How many?
Cap Anson wore a pillbox.
There's one, I believe, only one left.
Look at this.
Who's that guy?
I got two.
Colin Madden says he's got two left. All right, hold on. Wait a minute.
I probably said the one.
Wait a minute. Okay.
It's a pretty good chance
you
I said it.
You said it's not Leon Bull Durham.
No.
Okay. That it's clearly Pedro Guerrero.
No.
Played first. Don't look at me like that, Domino. I killed the list. Don't look at me like that. Give me a who's that guy.
I was going to say Carlos Delgado just out of...
No.
He started as a catcher in NDH?
No, he winds up on all the...
I know.
Not this one, he didn't.
Well, you enjoyed that wrong answer.
Why don't you just say Ernie Banks?
Damn,
he played first base.
He did.
Ernie Banks played first base.
I forgot.
Jackie Robinson played first base. Why don't you say Jackie Robinson?
There we go.
All right. Here we go. Who's that guy? Serious.
All right, here's the layup.
Okay.
He played here.
Chris Chambliss.
No.
McGriff. We said
McGriff's on the list. Yeah, you got him. Yeah. There's another one. But, you know, right, more than a couple of guys have played for the Braves.
I know.
Teixeira.
No.
Derek Lee.
No.
Freddie Freeman.
Andres Galarraga.
Andres Galarraga.
Really?
2,106.
I got that one.
Hmm.
Feel good about that.
You could throw your voice.
El Gato Grande.
All right. There's one more. Okay. Oh,
yeah.
Ricky. Ricky Henderson.
What? He didn't play first.
Nope. That's your clue.
John Olerud.
I got that. Do people know that? Understand that story?
I did.
No, you did. So for the audience who doesn't know, and I don't know if it's real, but it's a great story, that Ricky was talking to a player when he got to the Mets, and he says, it's funny. I played with a guy who wore a helmet when he was in the field last year, too. John Olerud looked at him and said, that was me.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's true. It's a wonderful story.
Ricky Henderson, had he been publicized the way he could have been Yogi Berra the second. Yeah. Ricky don't do phones.
Sure.
That's what he told Nick and I.
Do you believe the $1 million check story? Is that
yes.
been verified?
Oh, that absolutely was true. The A's accounting was off $1 million because he framed the check.
He framed $1 million check.
He didn't know it was a real check. He got his first big bonus from the A's back in like 81.
What did he think it was?
They found like six months later. It's like the check's like missing.
He thought it was like a ceremonial
check. Ed McMahon. Yeah.
But it wasn't an oversized.
And it said like Oakland A's on it or whatever, like a return.
How much money do you have that you don't notice that? Where's my mill? He thought direct deposit existed back then.
The commercial that he was on with Randy Johnson.
Entertaining.
Absolutely.
He's entertaining.
Become sort of a favorite on the card signing circuit.
I'm sure.
Like, he's a very social guy. He'll give pictures and
looks
audio.
Great.
He does all of it.
I think he's happy with himself.
Yep.
But the story that I like is when he signed that 3-year, $9 million deal. $3 million a year. He's the happiest guy in the world. I love this game. 3 days later, like, three other guys signed the same deal. And he's like, I need more money. it wasn't even the season. Nobody had gone to spring training. He was like three more people signed for the same amount of money, $3 million a year. I need more money.
He was an Oakland
guy. Ricky, it doesn't work that way.
He was an Oakland kid growing up, too. Wasn't he from the area?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have believed all the Ricky third-person stuff until I saw it for myself when we were in Boston for the All-Star game. He went to work, and I won't put his business out there, but he referred to himself in third person talking to him.
Ricky don't do phones.
Yeah, that was that wasn't that one. This was
no, that was the hotel one.
He told a girl Ricky likes you, and then they left. I just put his business out. I said I wasn't going to put his.
It's all right. It's a statute of limitations.
Okay.
If he said it publicly too, it's not really an off the record.
This was before the time of phones, and we're all listening. And I just happen to remember that was also the night I hit Pat Mahomes with a pool stick.
I heard about that too.
True story.
This is Ricky was. We called Ricky at the hotel to get him on the show. He had something. He had broken some record or he was a person.
Shocked he was under his own name.
Yeah, he was. But the funny thing is, hello, Ricky don't do phones. And I said, well, you're kind of doing a phone right now. No, but no, Ricky don't do extended phones, I guess.
I'm shocked that he didn't have an alias.
If you will look at his numbers from when he had a cup of coffee in 79, but when he kind of became a regular in 80, he might be one of the six or seven best baseball players of my lifetime, and nobody ever thinks about him in the same realm as Schmidt or Andre Dawson or A-Rod. Like, he is the absolute
top. But you need a guy like Ronald. You need a guy like Ronald
to make it more relevant.
All of a sudden, where you go, whoa, let me take a look at Ricky.
It's a good call.
Funny you bring that up. Ronald got his 70th steal last year. Like, they acted like he split the Red Sea. Yeah. He would have to average that for 20 straight seasons. He would still be short of Ricky. Like, what we thought was an unbelievable – Ricky just did it every year.
So I'll tell you the thing that I think – I think it's because stolen bases in everybody's eyes, even in that day when he was doing it and Vince was doing it and a few others, we just didn't hold it in the same regard. He hit home runs, but he never hit 35 or 40, right? Ronnie hit 40 home runs.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
The warm air, the sounds of baseball, it's got you thinking about hitting the road. And no matter where your adventures take you, Subaru of Gwinnett has a vehicle to get you there safely and in style. Like the 2024 Subaru Outback, sporting standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and up to 32 miles per gallon. Or the 2024 Subaru Forester, the SUV with a spacious and comfortable interior for everyone you want to bring along. Start your shopping online at SubaruofGwinnett.com, then come see us for a test drive on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.